All right, next patient is Patricia Adams, 102342, 121 Rivermont AL, CC, first 30-day note, HPI, 83-year-old female who was seen in her room. Patient is status post-CBA with resulting cognitive impairment. She is alert and smiling when seen in her room. She is verbal, but some of what she says is random, period. She also has a history of chronic pain and tells me that her pain is managed by Dr. Abbas, who is her cardiologist, period. When in reality, I have continued to prescribe the Norco that she arrived on. 10/325 was Q6 hours on arrival, and prior to my coming this week, she was insistent with the nurses that she needed to have it every 4 hours, and when she wasn't getting it, I'm told that she would just lie in bed crying, period. So she's getting it Q4 hours as of today, and will monitor for sleepiness, etc., period. Patient had a fall on 12/17, seen in the ER at NRH, discharged with a closed head injury diagnosis, but not sent out with pain medication, period. In her room and later on the unit, patient is in a wheelchair that she's being either transported by staff and then later by a family member, and she remained in a gown that she had on in the morning and thus the remainder of the day, period. Okay, her diagnoses are CBA with sequelae of cognitive impairment and increase in major depressive disorder. And then chronic systolic and diastolic CHF, RA, paroxysmal AFib, asthma, chronic pain syndrome, ASCVD, and MCI. Medications unchanged from 12/26. Diet is regular, NAS, code status is DNR. Vital signs, 132/76, 70, 97, 17, 98%, 131 pounds. A weight gain of 11 pounds from 12/26, provided it's correct, general. Elderly female seated in her manual wheelchair wearing a house coat and hair unkempt, was seen later being propelled around by family looking the same. She was awake, made eye contact, not able to give a lot of information, and focus was on making sure that her pain was treated. Okay. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop. Rhythm is paced. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness. Respiratory, normal effort and rate with relatively clear lung fields, no cough and symmetric excursion. Musculoskeletal. She has a fairly good neck and truncal stability in her manual wheelchair. Did not propel herself, but was transported. No lower extremity edema. Generalized decreased muscle mass and motor strength. She can weight bear for a pivot transfer. Has standby assist. Her skin is warm, dry, fair turgor, generally intact. In psychiatric, she seemed to be attentive when being spoken to or asking for what she needed, and not self-aware of how she was presenting herself when she was out in public and everybody else was well-groomed and she was wearing a house coat and her hair was unkempt. Okay, A&P number one, pain management. We'll continue with the current Norco dose and frequency, but monitor her for alertness and safety and her mobility. At this point, it's also not clear what her pain source is, and we'll look to no further increase, and in fact, to see if we can decrease either the strength of the dose or the frequency, period. And then number two, cognitive impairment. She's in the mild category. She's been here long enough that I think staff now need to start assisting her in her personal care, period. And then next is hypertension. We'll monitor and make any adjustments needed in blood pressure and or digoxin, period 99350.